Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Paul Purcell.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. The reason why I'm calling is I called a couple hours ago, set up service for our house, and we're just realizing that the way Arch Top Fiber has their stuff configured, that it's got to go in my wife's name, not mine, for a payment.
Okay, so for a payment, so it's...
Yeah, I just want to switch it from my name to my wife's name.
Okay. All right, just bear with me. Because, I mean, it doesn't really matter who makes the payments, though. That's the thing.
Well, the thing is that I'm going to ignore everything. So you'll never get paid? Just because I don't take care of that stuff?
Well, if we have it set to the auto pay, I mean, it would automatically take out and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
No, because it would come out of my account, and I'm closing my account because I'm retiring.
I mean, it wouldn't have to come out of your account. You could set whatever account you want.
Is it, like, really difficult to switch or something?
No, I was just letting you know that it didn't matter, that you didn't have to go through the hassle of putting in the paperwork to switch the account into a different person's name.
So you can leave it in my name, put my wife's email?
Correct, yes, we can definitely do that.
All right, yeah, that would be good.
All right, go ahead and verify for me the service address, please.
128 Alda, ALDA Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, perfect.
And you want my email as well?
Yes, please, if possible.
Coyote6Purcell@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, and let me go ahead and update that for you. Because what I can also do is I can also have it set to where it goes to both of your emails as well.
That's fine, as long as the bill goes to my wife.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and what is the email address, please?
LizPurcell26@yahoo.com. And that's
okay.
26.
Yeah, so it's LizPurcell, the number 2, the number 6, at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And it is just LIZ, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so I've got that there. I've got that in the system. I can also change it so that your login information can be accessed through her username as the email address, as her email address, if you'd prefer that.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay. Have you logged into the online account yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I'll set a temporary password. All right, so it's going to be her email address, and then it's going to be temp2024 exclamation point with a capital T.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. Well, temp what?
It's temp 2024 exclamation point, and the T is capitalized.
Okay. All right, and that's where we do set up for payment and everything?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And the account will still be in your name, but that's okay because it doesn't matter whose account gets attached to the auto pay. So if it's her personal banking account, she, as long as she's setting that up and is consenting to pay it every month, then that's all that matters.
Okay, so to get into that, we still go through Coyote 6 Purcell?
Nope. You would now do Liz Purcell 26 at Yahoo.
Okay, so are you going to send that to her email?
Yep. So the temporary password, you could just log in using her email address and the password that I just provided to you.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help with today?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
My phone.